This is the LNK After Show. It's the show we do after the show. It's our podcast.
The LNK After Show.
And these are headlines that we didn't get to today, guys.
Okay.
You're on your Friday. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Yes.
Okay. So, where am I going to begin? How about this one? We'll start mild and then we'll get into the nitty gritty.
Okay.
there's a list of things that people do that makes the other person nag them.
Okay.
So these are the top reasons we nag each other with our partners. Now, I know that you say that your girlfriend, Nicole, Ryan, she leaves glasses half full or half empty glasses all over the house.
Currently, there is one. Well, at least there was when I left for work today, right next to the bed, like on the ground.
Okay. Yeah. On the ground.
On the ground.
For any of the dogs to knock over.
Anyone to knock over.
Anyone
easily.
To knock over, yeah. And break.
You seem like you're the nagger in the relationship.
Does she nag you about anything?
She doesn't like that fake tan lotion I wear.
Right.
She
can't. Are you still wearing it? Because you look tan.
No. No.
Come on.
I haven't put it on since she got back from, her work trip.
All right.
No, there's not a lot of nagging. I think it's too early for nagging in the relationship.
That's good.
I don't say anything about the glasses of water. I just let it be. If it breaks, it breaks.
I would be so pissed if it broke.
Well, that's
I'd
on the
that
list.
Other person clean it up because that's something that would annoy me.
So leaving dirty dishes around the house is number 6 on the list of 10.
Mm.
And that would be, I think that would be under that category.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Number 10, seeing something on the stairs that needs to go up, but you leave it there. My husband does this every day. It doesn't mean he's never going to bring it up, but when you go up the stairs, you'll see a bowl with a spoon in it, then 2 glasses, and then a coffee cup. And it all has to go up because our kitchen is up.
Yeah.
That's number 10. Something new has been happening at my house, and I haven't nagged him about this yet. And I don't know that I'm going to. Maybe you guys can let me know how I should handle this. When I walk into the kitchen, first of all, when I leave in the morning, I like to have everything neat.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a dish in the sink, and, you know, everything is where it's supposed to be. So what I do is I just have it the way I would want to walk into it.
Of course.
When I get home, there are dishes in the sink. There are coffee stains in the sink where he's just splashed it in there. And now, you guys, it started with 1, then 2, now 3, plus a drawer. There are cabinets left open.
Alex does the same thing.
Why?
How?
Yeah, how? That's exactly what I was
going to ask. I don't know. It's just the cabinet's just open. So all I can figure is he's on a Zoom or a phone call. And he's grabbing stuff quickly and then just leaves it like that, like the silverware drawer or, you know, snack cabinets.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
That's the only explanation because I think when you go to the drawer, your mission is to get what you need out of it
and
with a cabinet.
Close it.
And close it. It's a one, two, it, like one goes with the other.
Not for them. Ryan and Roy could not live together. Putting things away in the wrong place, number 3. Number 2, not cleaning up after yourself, just in general. And number 1, not turning off the lights when you leave a room. So I don't think I'm even going to bring up the cabinet thing.
Yeah.
Unless it gets really bad.
I bring it up a lot because he would bring up things that I do. The other thing they both do, and I say they as in my son and my husband, they don't put their clothes away. We all wash our own clothes and then they're in the dryer. I like to fold, so I fold when I watch my TV shows and I leave them in nice piles. All they have to do is put it away.
I hear you, sister.
And they won't.
Same.
It's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I do all the hard work.
Yeah. Did you talk about it?
I yell at them all the time about it. I nag them. Yeah. I do.
These are nagging things. Pauline, do you have to nag your boyfriend about anything?
Well, I don't live with him.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like a clean freak, so I stayed with him last weekend and I told him, I was like, look, he's a guy.
Yeah.
So his cleaning standards are not my cleaning standards. So I was like, look, if I'm going to stay with you all weekend, I need you to clean the bathroom, scrub the tub, and put the dishes away, or like no dirty dishes. And if you need help, I was nice enough to say, if you need help, I will help you do it when I get there. But I'm not coming. I'm not staying all weekend if that's not good.
Yeah.
And he cleaned.
Oh, that's nice. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if you like you make the long drive to see him, you walk through the door, and it's just sparkling. And he's like, here you go.
That is the sexiest, best feeling that you could ever, ever feel.
Yeah.
I'm
going to throw an honorable mention on it while we're talking about all this. I just thought of one more thing.
I love the nag conversation.
I've noticed it now twice, and I just hope it doesn't become.
Uh-oh, you guys, the list is growing.
So last Friday, I had food poisoning, right? I left the show early because I was, like, a mess.
Okay. Dying.
This has happened twice now in a week. So I go home. I'm like, I couldn't even do anything if I tried. I was sleeping. She's packing for a trip. All the lights are on. Like, I'm sleeping.
Oh, the lights.
All the lights are on. Bedroom light, hall light, bathroom light, right up, right where I'm sleeping. Like, oh. And, like, she'll go take a shower, and I'm sleeping, half and half sleeping. But I, like, open my eyes, and I'm like, why is every light in this house on? I'm sleeping.
Okay.
And it happened twice.
The day you weren't feeling well.
The day I wasn't feeling well. And then another, when she got home from the trip, I was trying to grab a couple more minutes of sleep. Mm. Full blast lights.
I cannot. I hate that too. I'm always the only person to unplug the patio lights.
Yeah. You didn't say anything though, right?
No. I'm like not a sayer. I don't say stuff. Right? I just do, like, I'll just get up and turn the lights off.
Right. You're not a sayer. I'm not a sayer.
We're going to get you some of those little sleeping.
Yeah, that's what I need, the mask.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just didn't know that that's what you might need in this relationship.
No, I didn't. But it's fun. I still love her. She's the freaking best. It's just, you just learn things as you go. Okay, I guess we're leaving all the lights.
No, it's okay because I learned about my husband like that too when we were first dating. Yeah. I got in the shower and I carefully took off a peach shirt. I'll never forget this t-shirt. I loved it, you guys. It was a short sleeve cotton t-shirt and it had like a little teeny peach colored rose right at the neckline. I don't know why. It was my favorite t-shirt. And I took it up and I folded it. I put it like on top of his bed. I got in the shower. I was over at his house. I was just going to shower and put on the same clothes, right? So I come out of the shower and somehow the t-shirt landed on the floor, right? And I don't say anything. I just leave it there because I don't even know. He was in the kitchen or something. He comes back, and I'm in the bedroom, and I was doing something like putting makeup on or something. And he picked up the t-shirt off the floor, and he wiped his hands on it.
No!
And I was like, okay, first of all, I don't even know how it got on the floor. And now you just wiped your hands on it? Your wet hands?
Oh, my God.
And I looked at it and go, that's my shirt I was going to wear. I'll never forget. It's one of those moments, like, early in our dating time that I just never forgot. It's so vivid. Anyway, we all have our things. There's more headlines we didn't get to. Do we have time for this?
Oh, yeah.
No, all right.
Yeah.
So Pam and Tommy... the movie is coming out on Hulu on your birthday, darling, February 2nd. Pam Anderson, Tommy Lee's honeymoon sex tape is stolen and then leaked to the public. So Sebastian Stan, who I think looks like Ryan, if we did a side-by-side, you guys really could be, like, related.
Yeah.
He stars as Tommy Lee and Lily James as Pamela Anderson in this. And then Seth Rogen and Nick Offerman play the guys who stole it. They're like workmen who were at the house. So it's got some big names in it, right? Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that stood out to me, and we couldn't do this on the morning show, is that they use a fake male member with technology, and they say that the fake male member that they use in this movie is bringing that technology to the forefront, that it's like next level fake you-know-what.
Oh.
Wait.
Yeah.
Is it a piece or...
Or is it CGI? Is that what you're asking? Like, is it an actual...
It's an actual robotic.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yes, they call it an animatronic.
Okay.
But can you imagine, like, if you're the designer of that and you've created new technology, a lot like your friend who invented the Ember coffee cup that stays hot. Mm-hmm. What if you're at a party and someone says, oh, what do you do? Yeah. And you say, well, I'm an animatronic.
What are you working on?
Oh, well,
what's your current project?
I just completed a groundbreaking male... animatronic penis.
Oh my god.
And it's in the Tom and Pammy movie.
That's awesome.
And also, this thing talks. Well, they had a voiceover guy talk. So they needed Tommy's thing to talk. So there's a guy who becomes the voice of Tommy Lee's.
But things don't talk in real life.
Well, I know, but it's a scene where
they needed the
thing to talk, so they hired a voiceover artist.
By the way, correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, I think I heard this conversation yesterday in the studio, which is, this blows my mind. This whole deal that you just described is premiering on Disney Plus.
Yes,
yes,
yes. Thought
so.
Oh, yeah, I think I said Hulu, didn't I?
Well, no. Hulu and Disney Plus are
kind of one in the same.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
Wow.
Too good.
Anyway, yeah. So maybe both those guys could be at the same party. I'm the voice and I created it.
Right. Yeah, that'd be great. You know, Disney does have, they have a rich history of talking things, and this is a first.
Animatronics too.
Yeah, I just know, Ryan, that your lookalike is the one who has the talking thing.
Yeah.
Sebastian Stan.
This is going to go far.